This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars, Alex Jones here. Okay, Kit Daniels always impresses me. Yeah, I know he's a smart guy. He's one of the lead writers. Really, he's the, pretty much the editor of InfoWars. We don't have titles around here. Paul's gotten so busy with the work he does, and he still edits as well. But he, yesterday when I was getting really mad at Trump and saying, man, he shouldn't back off on this Ilhan Omar thing, he comes up and he goes, hey, you want me to write a story? And I don't tell him what to write or control what he writes. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you ought to do a story on this a couple times a week. Or hey, maybe change this, change that. I think that's not right with somebody else's story or something I've said. Sometimes I put a headline out later. I think it's wrong. Most of the time I'm correcting what I've done. Because I'm up here a lot on air and, you know, seeing in my pants sometimes and I get stuff wrong. Not on purpose, but I'm hearing a rebroadcast. I'm like, that's not right. It's you know, you have brain hiccups, brain farts. He goes, you want me to write a story about, which means you think I'm right, about Trump actually knows what he's doing with Ilhan Omar for this reason. And I just said, whatever, kid. Still, it makes him look weak, and it's stupid, and everybody hates her. She says we're killing kids in death camps. I mean, it's just that's why people are pissed at her. He goes, okay, I just think we should respect the president. He's proven right more often than you've even said yourself. I said, fine, do whatever you want, Kit. And I walked off because I was in a bad mood. He just walked in and dropped this in my lap today. American Thinker is saying exactly what Kit Daniels said. So see if you can get Kit in the studio so I can talk to him next segment. Because this is probably right, because I've seen Trump do this before. When he knows somebody's about to get indicted, he'll go, oh, I don't know anything about them now. Oh, no, I'm not saying do anything to them. Because we have our petition. It's relinked up on InfoWars.com to have her criminally investigated, and then it was found she became a citizen illegally, deported, you know, married her brother, all that fraud. But that's basically the word is that Trump doesn't want to turn her into too big a martyr. Because if it's one thing to say, hey, if you don't love it, leave it. Like, let's come in with that, Merle Haggard, if we can. That's fine. We're not making her leave. But it does sound a little authoritarian to say, you know, ship her out of the country. No. Let's keep her around running her evil mouth. Let's let this ripen a bit. And then she gets indicted, and then she gets shipped back. Because believe me, they say Trump is vindictive. No, ladies and gentlemen, he's not vindictive. He has a real sense of justice. And getting even. You know, at times Jesus said, go out and buy a sword, sell your cloak, buy a sword. And he beat bankers and Pharisees with a whip. And overturned tables and kicked people upside the head. And he's reportedly kicked a bunch of people's ass. But he did it because that's the time to do it in that way. But when somebody slaps you across the face, they're trying to set you up so they can put you in prison, like Mahatma Gandhi learned from Christ. He said he did. And Martin Luther King Jr. You let people beat you. You let them attack you at that key point. Just like I let lepers come up and spit on me, hit me on camera. Because I'm going to show what dogs they are. I just close my eyes and let them slap me and hit me. Because we're going to show they're the monsters. We're not going to give them what they want. Because that doesn't mean if they come to my house that I don't defend myself as viciously and as violently in a controlled fashion as I can to end the threat. And if it comes to my house with guns, I kill them. Instantly. But some libtard walks over and says, I like to have sex with kids, and then slaps me in the face. They're destroying themselves in front of everyone, and I'll take a slap in the face to burn them. That's turn the other cheek. It's knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them, knowing when to walk away, knowing when to run. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I'm not saying Matt Drudge is wrong, because before I even saw his headline, before I even saw Drudge's headline, Trump turns on Make America Great Again, disavows, send her back chant. Before I even saw that, I was kind of mad, saying, why is he backing down off this? She says we're putting people in concentration camps. She says that America sucks, that the Black Hawk Down guys were murderers when they were trying to protect the UN food convoys. They got attacked. It's disgusting. And I'm like, why is he doing that? And then Kit Daniels walks over and he goes, probably because she's under criminal investigation for tax fraud. Her campaign's under investigation for stealing money, just like AOC's been caught with multi-millions she shouldn't have. And they're just sitting back going, well, if we prosecute them, it looks like we're persecuting them. But it is the law. And the Democrats send Republicans to jail for nothing all the time. And so is it that they're getting ready with her marrying her brother and her immigration fraud and all of that to criminally indict her? And if the president is saying, yeah, ship her back, and the Justice Department starts proceedings to do that, well, it looks like he gave the order. And we know that that is a distinct possibility. So I kind of thought it was a cockamamie thing that Kit said. I mean, I'm not saying I think Kit's a cockamamie. I just thought that's too much. But American Thinker has laid it out, basically how Kit laid it out to me yesterday. So we'll talk to Kit Daniels of InfoWars.com in a moment. But first, here's the president disavowing people saying ship her back.
President, if I may, when your supporters last night were chanting send her back, why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you ask them to stop saying that?
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud, I disagree with it, by the way, but it was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to...
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did, and I disagree with it.
But they were echoing what you said in your first week, that they needed to go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that, but I disagree with it.
In the main, it's not like she's just a member of the Congress from Somalia. If she was pro-America, great. I'd love to have people from Somalia like that. But all she does is run it down constantly. And so, and she just says the most horrible things, and we're just supposed to sit here and put up with it. And then Trump's bad. They've said we're going to impeach this mother effer. He's killing kids. He's got them in concentration camps. She said that. And then he says, well, go back to your own crap hole country then, if ours is so bad, which is a normal response. People start saying, ship her back, ship her back. It puts us into the offensive mode. Like we're on the offense, bullying Peanut Head. And so I get why the president did it. I just don't think he had to nuance it where he's like, well, I disagree. Well, I shut them down. Should have said, hey, they're angry. They're upset. People are sick of being pushed around. Rush Limbaugh had the right response. People are sick of being told how crappy they are and how they're Nazis and how their country sucks and how the Border Patrol are killing children. It's lies. And then she's caught working with ISIS and protecting them. I mean, the woman's a criminal. Overwhelmingly. A fraud. So I agree with Drudge. I mean, I think your theory may be true. I'm not sure. I just think Trump knows she's under investigation, and he knows some nut could go after her, turning her into a victim, so he's distancing himself a bit. And, you know, he probably is smarter than me or you, you or I. So, I think your gut's probably right, because every time I think Trump's wrong, he ends up proving that he was right. But just getting back to you, kid, here, American Thinker basically wrote in this article the real reason why Trump distanced himself from send her back chance, and it's word for word what you basically said yesterday. I guess you never wrote the article, but just elaborate on your gut or why you think this.
Well, keep in mind, President Trump has a lot of experience now with what he can do and say, not just as Trump, but as President of the United States because of the Mueller probe. He had a lot of meetings with lawyers saying, hey, you can't say this as president because that could construe obstruction of justice and whatnot.
Or telling the Justice Department what to do, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, he's got to distance himself from what he can say publicly about it if there's going to be an ongoing investigation.
Because it'll look like impartial justice if she gets indicted for all her crimes, which are legion, if it looks like Trump, the dictator, is ordering it.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is that from all the evidence I've seen against Omar so far, the problem that she's going to have is a lot of it is verified court documents. So that's, you know, they got the DOJ, they've got a good, they got an easy case on this one. So, of course, the only thing that they could destroy the case is if Trump talks too much about it publicly.
Well, you seem to have your ear to the ground. Is it just you, an American Thinker, with this theory or others?
I hadn't seen this theory too on the news too much yet, but it's just so happens American Thinker kind of did this article after I said it. But, I mean, once you get into the nuances of Trump as president versus Trump the personality, you start to realize, you know, there's a reason for a lot of his so-called madness. There are certain things he has to do and say that he has to do and say with the position that he's in. So people kind of tend to throw him under the bus a little bit too much, saying, oh, you know, he's abandoning his base, so on and so on. But that's not really the case here, I don't believe. I think this is a good choice by him to make sure that justice, if it's going to be applied against Omar, that he doesn't derail it.
I hear you. I don't see them ever deporting her, because even though if you become a citizen, be a fraud, you're still a citizen. It's just that we need to understand this cancer that we see from the squad, they're only a few degrees more extreme than the rest of the Democrats. They just know how to keep their mouth shut. The best cartoon was an editorial one last week. Maybe you guys can pull it up on the fly. Pelosi is laying out the cement sidewalk, the road, and here come these four freshmen running across it, messing it up with their footprints. So, and I even said that on air. I said, they're on Pelosi and the globalist road. I even said that days before. And I'm not saying they plagiarized me. It's just this is all common sense stuff. They're building this un-American road, and then here are these women calling her a racist, bitching at her, and making up all this crap, when Pelosi's the one selling and quarterbacking the whole anti-white garbage. It's like, but they're so stupid, and they're so hateful, and they're so racist, that they don't even get that the politicians are doing it for divide and conquer cold-bloodedly. They really are racist. They really are chip on their shoulder little jerks that literally think white people, you know, have some evil operating system and we've got some master plan and we want to screw brown people over. Most of the white folks I see are just, you know, marrying and having babies with brown people. It's unbelievable garbage, and I'm sick of it. But even the Democrats have been admitting, I got some of the articles, that Trump and America won so far with a squad of four. And the fact that they're so stupid, they won't shut up. I wonder what the next chapter is going to be, Kit Daniels.
Well, going back to the earlier point you made, I don't believe she's going to get deported because she came over to the U.S., I believe, when she was 12. Now, a lot of the evidence against her that could, you know, DOJ's looking at, it was apparently stuff she may have done in, like, 2009 when she was around 26, I believe. So, you know, it's not so much, you know, I don't think Channing sent her back is really going to be effective in this case. I think what's going to happen is what has she done as an American citizen that might have broke the law. So, you know, I could see this being another Al Franken scenario where you have she might have to be forced to resign, and that's the end of it.
I'll be honest, from a Machiavellian position, I hope she never resigns. This woman is just, all the polls show it,
and that's
nasty, demonic little pig.
And that's an excellent point you just made there, Alex, because the Democrats might be more interested in her resigning than the Republicans. Because
I know is Ilhan Omar is the daughter of what happens when you have two pigs have sex. You get Ilhan Omar.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, despite big tech trying to block you from it. So I thank you for being here. And I thank you for spreading the word about the transmission.
You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody.
You, what do you serve? That's what defines you. Everybody serves something. We're all just servants. By God, to serve. And it's through service we find our destiny and real power. But then it's only responsibility. Great knowledge, but great responsibility. All right. I'm going to give the number out for people to call into the show on any of the topics, Ilhan Omar, the economy, the globalists, whatever you want to get into. The toll-free number for folks to call in on the broadcast is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But Senator Blumenthal, Stolen Glory Blumenthal, even the New York Times admitted, said that he was spit on coming back from Vietnam, that he was a combat vet. He never left the country. He ran Toys for Tots as a way to get around the draft. This is the guy running the lawsuits for Hillary. This is the guy trying to shut down InfoWars. This guy is a monster. This guy is a real piece of work, and Trump has been exposing him. So here's Millie Weaver's report on it.
Richard Blumenthal is the Brian Williams of the Senate. Remember this?
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam. Since the days that I served in Vietnam.
Which was shortly followed up by this.
On a few occasions, I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that.
Which kind of reminds me of this.
Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
Which was shortly followed up by this.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
One of these individuals pushes fake news, while the other pushes Google towards more censorship. Recently, during the Committee of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Google Censorship on Search Engines, Senator Blumenthal had this to say.
Alex Jones and others use YouTube to quote, and I'm quoting him, regurgitate demonstrably and undeniably false information. For too long, Google and its peers were, quote-unquote, complacent to the threats. I respectfully suggest whatever your machines are, they're not working. Would you agree?
This Google exec doesn't look too thrilled by Blumenthal's statements and requests.
We believe that hoax videos of the kind that you reference and he had to experience have no place on any of our platforms.
That's probably because just moments before, Blumenthal dropped this little nugget.
Also, in the interest of full disclosure, I should tell you that this lawsuit against Alex Jones is one where one of my sons, my oldest son, works as a lawyer.
Wow, are we watching real-life Game of Thrones or a soap opera?
If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. The best policies, the best laws that we make are dead letter unless they're effectively enforced. I say that as someone who spent most of my career
in... What a monster.
Enforcement.
You lying pigs.
And hey, I'm not siding with Google. I'd love to see them get justice for what they've done to conservatives and politics in their search engine results. But this moment in time might just reveal who's been pressuring Google in the first place.
For too long, Google and its peers were, quote unquote,
oh, they admit it, yeah.
It is a tough computer science challenge, but we can continue.
You upload it.
Well,
you're
individuals will be
responsible for it. I think there is a moral imperative here, and the hourglass has run out.
Blumenthal could decide to reach across the aisle through an act of bipartisanship and help Republicans take away the Section 230 Communications Decency Act immunities from Google, making them now vulnerable to lawsuits exactly similar to those facing Alex Jones and InfoWars.
You happen to have a provision of law that dates from the inception of the Internet that gives you, in my view, a very excessively broad shield of immunity.
By the way, hit pause. We're going to come back and play the rest of the report, but you have to understand something. He's threatening their immunity if they don't take me off the Internet. And what they mean is, don't let other people even talk about me or put me up. He wants what Facebook is saying. He's telling billions of people around the world and 300 plus million Americans, you can't even have Alex Jones. He's mad I'm still here. Yeah, man, we're still here thanks to the audience. And we're reaching more people than ever, despite your wicked, lying, draft dodging. He says he's a commando. You ought to read the quotes from him. Even the New York Times, he was running. Back when the New York Times still did some truthful stuff, has this huge article where he says he was in combat and all this stuff. I mean, this guy is a joke, man. And he's sitting there saying Alex Jones must be taken off the air and then lying about what I've said and done. What a dangerous person. Let's continue with Blumenthal.
The excessively broad shield of immunity. We can debate the merits of Section 230 at another time.
Or Blumenthal, through another act of bipartisanship, could help regulate or split up Google for antitrust and monopolistic practices.
Has Google committed to an independent audit of how it enforces these policies, as Facebook and Twitter have promised? I think the answer is no.
Not on
the way back to 10 seconds. I'm going to come back and finish this and go to your calls. But this is so critical because we never got to this the other day. Because I'm literally, we're in the news all the time. I can't just cover us in the news. But this is bigger than InfoWars. This is obviously everybody. We're not even part of it. We're just a pawn. Blumenthal just a few months ago was saying, keep Section 230, leave big tech alone. But he said, oh, the timer's up. He knows Trump is taking action. He knows the Republicans are going to take action because they're about to steal the election. He knows the EU and the CHICOMs are already regulating Google. So by our government not prohibiting foreign regulation, they've let China and everybody censor. See how that works? They go, oh, Heritage Foundation, libertarian, we can't have laws about speech for corporations. Then you let the CHICOMs run it. You need a law prohibiting the violation of our rights. Like the First Amendment is a law that protects rights. It doesn't take rights. But now Blumenthal's like, oh, we'll take your 230. Oh, well, because he knows we're coming for him. He thinks he'll spin it all around and grab victory from the jaws of defeat. No, lizard man, you're not going to get that, you soulless chicken crap. briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. You, again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Who's in charge? Fools. rebellion, you could have had the universe. Now, all you have is virtual reality hell. The absence of God. Richard Blumenthal. I've done a lot of studying into him because he's Hillary's agent, they admit, in the Senate. He represents Hillary as the rats leave the sinking ship, as all the pedophilia is coming out, as all the blackmail is coming out. This guy who's been hanging around Washington his whole life is scared. And he and his family, you know, they think if they can mount my head, they'll have a soul. I mean, this is literally a servant of Hillary. Like, that Jabba the Hutt, you got Salacious Crumb that sits in her lap. That's Tricky Dick Blumenthal. But you've got to read even the New York Times, because the New York Times always would lie about WMDs, but a lot of them, they had good reports. Blumenthal's words differ from his history. Has a huge article, and it's got him saying, I was spit on when I got off the plane from Vietnam, and I was a combat captain in the Marine Corps, major battles. And there's all these quotes in his bios, and when he ran for Attorney General of Connecticut. I mean, this guy is, even at, the New York Times is like, even after people tell him to stop saying he was a Marine Corps officer in combat, he won't stop saying it. We looked at his record. He got all these draft deferments and then was put in a special unit for rich kids in D.C. where he ran Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots. I'm going to go to your phone calls, but it is a pleasure to be persecuted by scum like this. I mean, let me tell you something right now. I don't want to be some chicken neck soulless skexy like this guy. Please, God, thank you that I am not Dick Blumenthal, Lord, who is literally the groom of the stool for Hillary Clinton. He goes around and just reportedly like, yes, master. She's like, you dick, huh? You'll do what I say. Hillary, you're like, I was shot down in combat in Serbia, Brian Williams style. Just a pack of scum. They couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. That's why they're so obsessed with killing unborn babies and born babies, because they're ghouls, they're devils, they're fallen, they're trash, they're jokes. And killing a real boy will never make you a man, Blumenthal. You'll always be trash. You'll always be filth. Like your God, Hillary, that's getting ready to fall. Yes, you feel fear now. Because the sun is rising. I'm sorry, let's go ahead and go to the rest of Millie Weaver's report that's up on Infowars.com. I'm sure you want to share it. Richard Blumenthal is the Brian Williams of the Senate. Here it is.
Committed to an independent audit of how it enforces these policies, as Facebook and Twitter have promised. I think the answer is no.
Not along the lines of what exactly you're referencing, I think, but we do.
The answer is no. Why not?
Individuals will be
responsible for it.
Or Blumenthal, with a nod and a wink, could help Google have their cake and eat it too. If they were to simply continue censoring conservatives such as Alex Jones and InfoWars off their platforms and help sway the 2020 election results towards the Democrats.
I'm looking for a commitment that you'll do better machines, or you'll have different ways of detecting and different ways of enforcing. But again, not just guidelines or policies, but actually investing in what's needed to make these policies and guidelines real.
Senator, you absolutely have our commitment.
There is a lot at stake in this very moment. You can even see it on this Google exec's face. Blumenthal knows he has a lot of power, and he's flaunting it. Meanwhile, Alex Jones and InfoWars are caught in the middle as a bargaining chip in the balance of the future of free speech.
All I can tell you is we don't want those kinds of videos up. There is. It's certainly not conducive to the kind of community we're looking to build at YouTube. We agree that it is a responsibility that we and all platforms have to make sure that videos like that don't appear on our system.
Wow. So what's going to happen? When will we ever find out, or will we find out, or will it be too late? There's one thing I do know for sure. If you don't support InfoWars and Alex Jones, you are letting the globalists win. So we need your help more than ever, because we don't take money from Big Pharma. We don't take money from these big corporations that could line our pockets if we just said what they wanted us to say. No, we are listener supported, and we will never be anything but listener supported. We will not sell out. So please support our integrity as journalists by going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping continue to fuel our efforts in this battle against the globalists and against these tyrants. This is Millie Weaver signing off.
I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service.
Listen, I knew that he said he was a combat vet and all this stuff. When I read all the quotes, again, in the New York Times article, well, I heard a super PAC's going to run ads even outside of the campaign year in Connecticut about this. That's what I heard. I heard like $1 million or something's going to get spent on it. All about his stolen glory, where he says he was spit on when he got off the C-130. I served in the Vietnam era. I'm a combat. I mean, it's all just, this guy's an incredible liar. So, hope he enjoys it. Hope he enjoys it. And then he's up there lying, like, he's harassing the families. He's currently doing this and that. And they're like, we'll shut him down, sir. We'll just lying to everyone. It's what these liars do. We're going to go to break. Come back, take calls. I'll do about 15 minutes the next hour, then Baggins will take over, because I'm going to go to Jim and Johnny and Aaron and Kevin and Floyd and Ray and Rob and Hatman and Chris and others. So start your engines. I didn't even plug last hour. I keep forgetting. For 3 days, I keep saying it's the last day of the 1776 worldwide special, one of the biggest sales ever, 75 to 25% off. A bunch of these are lost leaders. But folks love these mega sales. And 1776 on all apparel. Well, I cut one new ad this morning for the Betsy Ross flags. We have a new design in. The other sold out. This is a great new design, but I called the other a collector's edition, so it's a new design. One says 1776 worldwide, and then above us at the Betsy Ross flag. Another says these colors don't run, but it's a new design in navy blue and white. We also have the Don't Tread on Me American flag with a snake and the flag, very popular. That funds our operation, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Then we also have just the best turmeric. If you don't know what turmeric does, learn about it. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's just, it's a miracle. I've told the story a bunch, but I don't have time to tell it. But fish oil, X2, X3, it's all massively discounted right now. And when I end this broadcast in about 30 minutes and other folks take over, I'm going in there to cut the new ads and the new specials. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with the new specials yet. But so this is it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for shopping and getting great products and funding this operation and putting your thumb right in the eye of Blumenthal and Hillary and all these other sinking ship losers.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Infowars.com and Newswars.com and badasses like Matt Drudge linking to us. And the White House listening every day. We're scaring the hell out of the globalists. And I got this awesome audience of millions of hardcore patriots of every race, color, and creed that love freedom. It's a free-for-all. Woo! And their big old globalist sex op controller, Robert Mueller, sex operative, compromiser, is about to walk the plank. And the liberals, Jake Tapper, saying, get ready for Hillary to go down. Oh, yeah. She likes those little girls. So does the head of her foundation got convicted trying to ship kids out. Some were found dead. Yeah, you can't sweep that under the rug forever. Can't sweep that under the rug forever. Your religion is murdering children after they're born, defiling them. There are real demons in this world, folks. Real demons. And the future in Encyclopedia Britannica next to the demon will be a picture of Hillary Clinton. Good luck, boys! Damn the maneuvers and damn the torpedoes. Go straight at them. That's my rule. I could feel your failure. I could feel you bleeding out, globalist. Right now, I feel it. Okay, we have a lot of phone lines here. Is it Jim? Is it Kevin? Is it Aaron? See, these globalists like to lean over little kids when they beg for mommy and talk to them like that. Mommy's never coming. You're going to die. So, see, I like to talk to them back the way because they say, oh, we only talk to the children like that. Or, I came, I saw, he died. See, they don't like being talked back to. That's why I talk back to Hillary and then the way they like to talk to people and they've got them all chained up. Oh, don't worry. You're going to spend trillions of eons with everything you've done. All your crimes against children, Hillary, will be committed against you by yourself. Like a cartoon where the cartoon character's beating himself in the head with a hammer. Sorry, I'm digressing. I'm being a little metaphysical. I'm sorry. Hillary's a saint. She's a wonderful person. You heard the media. They said that I said in court, I'm an actor. None of this is real. Never said that. Of course it's all real. I'm a crazy maniac for the truth. Oh, I don't go back on any of it. Okay, so who's been home the longest? Is it Jim? Is it Aaron? Is it Kevin? When the hammer drops with Kevin in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I've been a fan for a little while, probably not nearly as long as most of your fans, but I'm definitely a fan.
We wouldn't be here without you, brother, so I'm very thankful.
My kitchen cabinet looks like a small InfoWars warehouse, so you're welcome. Your products do work. As long as you don't overdo it on iodine, you'll be good. So make sure you warn people about that.
Yeah, we're not playing games. None of these products are we're not playing games.
Yeah,
you got to be careful about Red Pill Plus too. I mean, these are this stuff's strong.
Well, my lesson was you can overdose on the periodic table and vitamins or, you know. But anyway, let me get to my point here. You know, this Jeffrey Epstein thing has things swirling around. And, you know, I've got a lot of channels that I watch on the Internet, different people. You know, some of them I kind of think they know what they're talking about. Others are just talking the talk. And you're pretty much always true north. And you know, I kind of listen to what people say and compare it to things you say and see the confusion. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, the biggest reason I'm following all this from the beginning was I want to see Hillary Clinton go to jail. But in my journey of hoping for that, you know, I learned a lot of things that I didn't know before. And as the Bible says, the rose-colored glasses are off now. And so, you know, it's not something I'm super happy about, but I want to thank you for that.
I'm glad you're Neo and I'm Morpheus, but I'm Neo, you're Morpheus, back and forth. We're all waking each other up. It's all a process. I try to be true north. I try to figure out what's happening. Sometimes I'm wrong, but over time we've got the general road this thing's going on. So we've got its target, its destination. We know where they're going. We know Jeffrey Epstein was working for intelligence agencies. He was obviously a double, triple agent. He was working with U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence, European intelligence groups. And he was just running a giant corruption clearinghouse, just involved in absolutely terrible things. And so it got too much for the U.S. intelligence community, whatever was going on. And we know what it was. It wasn't just raping kids. It got even worse than that. And it was a huge compromise operation. And America had a gut check the last 6-7 years and basically drafted Donald Trump to fight it. That's why central to it has been bringing down the pedophiles. And the media's like, oh, that's a hoax. Trump's not going to bring down pedophiles, and you see it all happening. So what do? Oh, Trump's a pedophile. Oh, Alex Jones is a pedophile. Senator Blumenthal found out. I mean, you know, just give me a break. Oh, Hillary's minion. Oh, Alex is in the child porn. BS, and you know it. So it just all went back on them. They're totally freaked out right now. They're like, it's not working. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, it doesn't work, chicken neck. People know who you are, okay? They're awake now. We were asleep. People are awake now. They thought they were intimidating us, Kevin. And that's why we were groveling. No, we were asleep. Asleep at the wheel. And so now we're awake. And so it's an incredible time. But, I mean, that's pretty much what's happening with Epstein. And the Justice Department's so compromised, but Trump's got the thermonuclear codes, literally and metaphysically, and that he can destroy them anytime he wants now. It's just going to be very damaging to the economy and everybody else. But, you know, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I forget who said that. Can we look that up? Because I don't want to plagiarize somebody, you know, and then give a quote like I said it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And so that's where we are right now. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And I just think Trump should just let it all out and just burn these people. It's time. It's time for imprisonment. It's time for executions. After juries appears, it's time for people to hang from the neck until dead.
Agree. So with that, you know, there was this theory put out in some of the many people that I listened to that this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, really what's happening is he's just going to be put away where they can keep him quiet. And that, like, if his time were to come, you know, at the end of the sentence, that he's still alive, he just wouldn't be let free. And he was compared to someone, I forgot who the comparison was to, but basically the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, and some people say that, you know, a lot of the prosecutors on this case are from the left. And so the premise is...
Oh, I mean, no doubt they knew this was all coming out, so they're doing controlled demolition with these Comey people with a limited indictment to try to limit it. That's not going to work. None of this is going to work. So whatever, quote, theories you're listening to, it's normal to ask questions. And I actually think you're dead on. The good news is the Pelosi's daughter, all of them are saying, it's our favorite people. We're in trouble. Oh, my God. That's why they want a revolution. That's why they want Trump dead. That's why he's saying he's a Nazi. That's why they're using AOC in them to say all these crazy things to divert from what's about to come out. So this is the seasons of the abyss, my friend. I appreciate your call. Now, listen, Dr. Nick Beggers is a great guy. Everybody that hosts the fourth hour knows that I commandeer it routinely. So he'll host the last 30 minutes and do a great job. I'll never get to, so I just spent 10 minutes with one caller. It was a good caller. Jim and Johnny and Aaron and Zachary and Floyd and Rob and Hatman and Chris. I will get to every last one of you, but I can only give you each 2 minutes. So you're making such great points. Just don't worry about telling me I'm great, which I don't mind. It's fine. Or plugging products. You've actually learned it's people plugging products on air that sells them because just folks really how good they are. And we were in the red until they planted the child porn. And we're in the black now. Not a lot, but it's good to be in the black. It's always good. So InfoWarsStore.com. Go get T-shirts. Go get books. You know. But folks are like, oh, Jones Clay is under attack. Once they see that, oh, God, he is under attack. Folks, I can't tell you 10% of the attacks we're under. Believe me. If you don't want this ship to go down, pray for us, spread the word, and buy products, okay? I am literally in your hands.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.